Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Beitzo Daf Lamed Vov in the Art Scrollers of Hodor edition, Perek Revi, towards the end of Halacha Aleph. We're starting in the middle of Amud Aleph, and the middle talking about the union of Muktzeh. And we said that according to Reb Shimon, there's no Muktzeh in fruits except when a person puts figs and grapes to dry. Says the Gemara of Yaakov, Zivti B'Shir Avo, Hadodat Omer Lind and Shabbos. That's only regarding Shabbos, and that we differentiate between the figs and the grapes and other fruits. Avliyan Master is Kola Dvorim Yeshle Muktzeh. But regarding Meiser, there is no Chiyuv Meiser until the fruits are finished, until you finish the processing of the fruits. So we don't consider them finished, we don't consider a Gemar Melacha until you do the whole process. And there, all fruits are equal. Until and now that you don't finish it, it has the Muktzeh, meaning it's not considered to be that it's finished and ready to eat. We have a Mishnah that way. There's a list over there, which fruits, what's considered to be Gemar Melacha. It says the Gregoris is when you put it into the barrel, and when you make them into an eagle, meaning that you stick them together and make a circle out of them. So you see that even though they became dry, and even though they're Gregoris, it's not considered to be ready until you finish the process. So you see, by Meiser, the ending, saying this is ready to be eaten, is only the end of the Melacha, and that's where Meiser is different than Muktzeh that we have on Yom Tov. Halacha Beis Zokta Mishnah, Ein Noitlim Eitzim Min HaSukkah, Ela Min HaSamuchlo. You now remove the wood that holds the Sukkah, because it's considered to be Sosar Ohalo. You're Sosar Oil, you're breaking, you're dismantling a structure. Ela Min HaSamuchlo, you can take things which are leaning on the Sukkah, that's okay, because they're not considered to be part of the Iker Sukkah. Continues the Mishnah Amud Beis. Mevim Eitzim Min HaSodeh Min HaMikunos. One can take wood from piles that are in the field, because the fact that someone gathered them together shows they're not muktzeh, shows he has a mindset for them. Min hakarfo, but in an enclosure, a filu min mefuzer, something which is an enclosure, a person has in mind what he's going to have in his enclosed place, that he could take the wood, even min mefuzer, even when it's scattered around. Hezu karfof, what is a karfof? Kol shu somuch leir di rabiud, if it's close to the city, that's a karfof. Hezu ayimer kol shenichasim loy beifosachas, afilu betoich tchum Shabbos. Befusagas means it has a key, means that it's locked, it's mishtamer, and even if it's not very close to the city, but within Tchum Shabbos of the city, that's also good enough to not to have muktzeh. So the Gemara notes the Meitzim in a Sukkah Mesamuchlo Shmuel Amar Beshaloi Niskaven Leavoiso, meaning this wood which is next to the Sukkah is not meant to make the Sukkah thicker. It's just standing there. You can take it out, but if it's part of the structure of the Sukkah, that's what makes the Sukkah thicker. Then you cannot take it. Amar Niskaven Leavoiso Aser. So the more b'shalo hitna, if you didn't do a t'nai before these, then you say you can't take it. If you did a t'nai, you could take the wood from the sukkah. So the more amnacha by Yaakov boy v'chiyash odom mat lister ohalim. What does it help to do t'nai? The problem over here is that he's breaking oil. That he's dismantling a structure. So the fact that he has a t'nai, how does that help? We're going to use here now the gears of Rav Chaya in the next few lines. V'omar b'shem Shmuel. So I said the name of Shmuel. Ben nefulo. We talk about a sukkah that broke down. So there's no stearous oil anymore. But what about a muktzeh? We're talking about somebody who did a t'nai, and he said, if it falls down, I'm going to be able to use the wood. Nachar by Yaakov chadibo. Nachar by Yaakov was very happy with this answer. Don't argue that you could bring wood, as the Mishnah said, from the piles in the sadeh, or even from the scattered rounds in the karfof and then enclosures. Amanichl goes, what's the machlekes that we didn't see in the Mishnah? I'm a fuzorim shabasod. Talk about the ones that are scattered in the field. Shabbat shamay oisu will be seal materim. If shamay say it's osir, if seal say it's mutter, it's not muktzeh there either. Continues the Gemara of Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Omer Avnosun Moedim B'Chamei B'Silil. Chamei agreed to B'Silil Shemevim Eitzim Al Mekunosu Shebesodeh Umer Mekunosu Shebekarfof. They agree that you could take from the gathered wood, the piles of wood that are in the field, or they're in the enclosed areas. Falma Nechlikus, what are they arguing? Al Mefuzorim Shebekarfof. They're scattered around in the karfof in the enclosed areas. Shebetzab B'Chamei Oistrim. They say that it's considered to be Muktzeh because he didn't pile them together. Or B'Silil Matirim. So we have a machlekes how to understand the shita of Bichamai. First one, Norman says that Bichamai only argue when it's mufuzorim shabasodeh, the scatter around the field. But if it's in the karfa of some fuzorim, is okay. The second one, Norman says, no, the fuzorim shabakarfa, that's where Bichamai are machmir. But the Fuzarim Shabbasadeh, it may be even be Hillel or Oyser. Second one, Rav Yosef, B'Shem Avir, Mirav, Chanino, Matibo, B'Shem, Mirav, Halach, Gedivei, Mishu, Machmir, Ublevan, Mefuzarim Shabbakarfov. The halach is like the one who's machmir that says that if it's scattered in the field, you cannot take it. You can only take it from the scattered in the karfof, in the enclosed area. That's what b'sil matir, and that's what we paskin like that, that you could take from the karfof, even if it's mefuzar. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Beitzah, Daf Lamed Vov.